Track 10. And now we come to the last of our news stories. Library Friends win award for campaign. A vigorous and successful campaign against cuts to Buck Fastleigh's library services has earned its Friends group an award from Libraries Unlimited. The group mobilised local opposition against a cut in weekly staffing hours at Buck Fastleigh Library from 15 to just 6. It was part of the Devon-wide overhaul of library services proposed by the County Council at the end of last year. More than 25,000 people responded to a public consultation on the changes, with fierce opposition to the cuts from communities across Devon. Last month, the council ditched the proposals and approved a £2 million programme of investment and improvements to Devon libraries instead. Soon afterwards, the Friends of Buck Fastleigh Library were announced as the winners of Libraries Unlimited Volunteer Advocate Award. Anne Goldborn from the Friends said, "The campaign here in Buck Fastleigh was one of the most active in the county, and we think this is why we won." She said members of the library users who registered as Friends tripled as a result of their campaign, which was also supported by Buck Fastleigh Town Council and their county councillor, Stuart Rogers. A big banner went up outside the town hall. A poster and flyer were designed, printed, delivered and put up in windows around the town. We communicated with local media and councillors, attended meetings, printed extra copies of the consultation document and promoted their completion on a street stall and in the library. Announcing the Friends of Buck Fastleigh Library as winners of the award, Libraries Unlimited said they were determined, organised and very effective.
More disruption as gasworks continue. Drivers and residents are being warned of more gasworks taking place in Newton Abbot and King's Kurzweil. Wales and West Utilities is set to start work on further areas upgrading pipes over the next couple of weeks. Work in the Sheldon Road area of Buckland, Newton Abbot will start on June 15th and, if it goes to plan, is due to finish in October. The work has been planned in conjunction with Devon County Council and it has been agreed that during the project, traffic management will be in place with two-way traffic lights on Sheldon Road from June 29th to July 23rd. Work along Newton Road in King's Kurzweil started recently and is due to be completed early next year. Initially, this involves rolling two-way traffic lights on Newton Road until August 7th. Motorists are advised to allow sufficient travel time. In King's Kurzweil, the project is costing almost £780,000 over the next few years, and the intensive programme of wider mains replacement works will see over 2,500 metres of gas pipes upgraded across the area as the company upgrades the critical energy infrastructure in the towns. In Newton Abbot, the cost is £800,000 to upgrade pipes and the wider mains replacement works is upgrading more than 2,700 metres of gas pipe. Wales and West Utilities' Roxanne Whittaker is managing this work and said, "We are committed to keep the local community updated on progress. We'll continue to work closely with the local authority and commit to keep communities informed as projects are planned and delivered. We understand our work can cause disruption, but it is essential to maintain a resilient gas network that households and business can rely on every day."
Marvellous makes displayed at annual celebration of creativity. Bobby Tracy's award-winning craft festival pulled in the crowds at Millmarsh Park in the town last weekend as it celebrated its 22nd anniversary. With the sun shining throughout on all 3 days of the festival, it proved to be as popular as ever, with visitors flocking to the annual event. From printing to willow sculpture making and jewellery to traditional paint making demonstrations, the festival featured more than 200 professional makers and businesses, each one chosen for their quality and originality. Alongside the exhibitors, there were also craft workshops for adults, a focus on heritage crafts, activities for children, talks, plus film screenings in the world's smallest cinema. all accompanied by a soundtrack of live music and delicious street food courtesy of local specialists. And this is a double page spread of lots of photographs, as you can imagine. There's a willow artist, Catherine Miles from Moreton Hampstead. There's some dog carving from a sculptor, Susan Brakewell. There's Sarah Spicer from Dartmoor Shoemakers. Looks interesting. There's pictures of the crowd, and there's even a photograph of what is reported to be the smallest cinema in the solar system.
Feel the folk vibe at the town's annual festival. There will be music in the air and dancing in the streets this weekend as Tynmouth holds its annual folk festival. Live bands and artists will be performing in the Triangle, on the seafront, in pubs and at other venues around the town. Morris Sides will be taken to the streets throughout Saturday and Sunday. Ticketed concerts, a ceilidh, workshops and a big sing-along all add to the mix of free entertainment, paid-for performances and the chance to join in. The festival starts on Friday, June 19th and runs until Sunday the 21st. The main acts, which are ticketed performances, are folk duo Catherine Roberts and Sean Lakeman at 8 p.m. on Friday and the Sam Sweeney Trio at 5 p.m. on Sunday, both at St James's Church. The free music at the Triangle includes the Jays, the Plymouth Pipe Band, the Cameron Mills Youth Group, Queen Anne's Revenge, Ripon, Bow Creek, Mariah Grace, Alex Lord and the Devon Youth Folk Ensemble. A wide variety of dance troupes will be bringing the streets to life, including the Dark, Gothic, Beltane Border Morris, Appalachian Dancers and traditional Morris Sides. Singers can take a workshop with Sandra Smith of Lost Sound Choir or just join in a free sing-along session led by the Jays at the Alice Cross Centre. And there's a ticketed ceilidh at the Rugby Club on Saturday evening, with the band Warts and All. Festival Chairman Ian Palmer is pleased with the programme for this year's events. I'm proud to say that our committee has worked hard to encourage more than 30 Morris Sides with 500 performers, he said. We also offer a selection of traditional folk artists, workshops and concerts. So please come along to enjoy all the entertainment that we have for you and also enjoy Tynmouth with its different array of local businesses. We welcome you all.